We're starting in the U.S. landmark of Capitol Hill, where congressional Republicans and U.S. President Donald Trump had been working on a new health care plan. It would repeal and replace a health care law passed in 2010 by congressional Democrats and former U.S. President Barack Obama. That law is the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. It made some popular changes to the U.S. health care system and led to a record number of Americans having health insurance. But it also increased costs for the federal government and many participants, and insurance companies increasingly stopped offering Obamacare, in part because not enough people signed up for it. Republicans have promised and attempted repeatedly to repeal Obamacare since it was passed, but up to this point, they have not been successful. Their latest effort is called the Graham-Cassidy Bill, named for two of the Republican senators who proposed it. All of the Democrats in the Senate are against the bill, just like all Republicans who voted in 2010 opposed Obamacare. Now, with a slim majority in that chamber, Republicans are attempting one more time to repeal and replace Obamacare before the end of this month. We'll let you know what happens.